Blog Talk Radio.
Midnight seems so nice to me. It's the start of a new day. And there's no place in this world that I'd rather be than right here with midnight and you. Right on, baby. We'll be right back.
Gula. Listening to the Truth to Power show. Blog Talk have worked out whatever difficulties that they were having. They have seemed to work that out. And Dr. Robert X, he's kind of, we got mixed up in messages. He thought that he was coming on tomorrow. So Dr. X is not going to be with us tonight. He'll be with us tomorrow. We have the round table. If anybody have anything that they want to put on the table, you're welcome to put it on the table here. And the phone number is 323-642-1586 and push the number 1 to raise your hand, and I'll bring you to the mic here. And also, Kwame, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Beth.
How you doing this evening?
Other
do you
than
have
cough,
something?
I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. You
no,
what?
I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that, you know, you've gotten back on because we talked, I think it was last week, and we were talking about the issue with Blog Talk. So to hear you and to know that we can continue our message to the people and keeping the truth to power, I'm grateful.
Yes, I am too. I'm glad they worked it out. And so do you have anything that you want to put on the table tonight?
Well, no more than we have some alignments coming up that after this eclipse and the end of this full moon, we're going to have, like, Saturn is going into Gemini. Pluto is already in Aquarius, and they have another dwarf planet that's lining up for the supermoon that we're going to have coming up, the moon. And so these energies that are bringing this new activation on the planet and to its people is allowing us to see what we're seeing in the media, what we're seeing in other countries, and what we're seeing in ourselves. And so, it's very important time how we keep focus on the shifting of consciousness, because this DI, divine intelligence, is going to show us how we're going to get through this artificial intelligence. And it's going to be a challenge, especially, you know, this time right now with these alignments, like I said, Setna and Gemini. It will be there from 2024 to 2067. And
wow.
So we're getting, right, and we're getting Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto in Aquarius is back in Aquarius. It was, last time it was in Aquarius was in 1776, the revolution. And so we're seeing these activations, and this is what I'm speaking to in divine intelligence. Being able to lift our consciousness and lift these levels of this new world, because we've gone from the fourth and fifth, we're going towards sixth and seventh world. And so this is a time that when you begin to do the inner working, you will begin to see that these challenges are not challenges. They're just a part of your next evolution. So I'm grateful to be at the mountain table to hear you still leading the way with the motherboard so we can still keep the message to the people.
Yes, yes. Now, when is the supermoon? You say it's the supermoon?
The supermoon is coming, what is it, May 7th and 8th. The supermoon, that's going to be the new moon, because we're going from this full moon, which was the eclipse. That was the new moon. And we went into the eclipse, and then we had the full moon. Now we're going into the next new moon, which will be the moon leading into to the summer solstice. So
okay.
What we're having is this activation, because that eclipse moon is going to be here on the planet for the next year to 2 years. That's coming, and then we've got the cicadas, and we've got the cicadas. These are millions of cicadas, because the last time we've had these two broods, they come in 11-year and 17 or 19-year broods, and so we're having both of them to come up at the same time for their mating season, which they only happens every 221 years. So this is why you're having these insects that are I could say that they're refertilizing the earth, because what they're going to do is they come out, they mate, then they lay their eggs into the branches, and when the eggs hatch, they fall from the branches. They bore their way back into the earth, and they bore their way into the root system for the next 13 to 19 years. But they surf, and then they'll come back up, and they'll mate again.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. But it's a ritual in which they do, and you got one brood is called the magic cicada, and it's got the red eyes, and it's has this the male has it to where it's has this mating call. When what it does is kind of like once it sheds its old shell and breaks the new and it dries out, it kind of beats a drum. That's the noise that you hear. They're beating this drum once their bodies dry out, and they're beating the drum calling the female. And once the female chooses, then he sheds his body, impregnates her, and then he's gone back for the next, you know, he's giving up his body. It's a ritual in the insect world.
Okay. So there's rituals going on in our world, too, at the same time. So that should also kind of enhance the rituals that we, okay.
Right. So you got the 13 year, and then you have the 19 or the 17 year, 17 or 19 year broods that come up. And this is the first time that they've been up together, the 13 year brood and the 17 year brood coming up together at the same time. And it's only happened the last time 221 years ago. You know, we get one or the other, 13 or the 17, but we never get both of them. That's why you're going to have millions of cicadas. It's like a plague. When you see locusts, they're going to be all over the trees and everything.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, because they come all on your windows and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They don't hurt nothing, and people,
right?
You know, they even people take and eat them. You know, they fry them or bake them, and they eat them because they have nutrients. Because you look at something, if their bodies can last in the earth for 13 to 17 years, that has a lot of mineral force in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So interesting. These are very interesting times that we're living in. Like you say, this is a great time to be alive, to be part of this, to witness this. And you say every 20-some years, 2,100 years, that's when the cycle changed too during that time. That's when we,
The broods come up together every 221 years. The planet Pluto comes around and makes it back around all 12 signs and comes back into Aquarius every 249 years. You have, the outer planet Setna, which is S-E-D-N-A, see the DNA. She is the goddess of the Arctic. And she is the guard, the orcas, the killer whales, the seals, and all of those animals in the Arctic Ocean. She's the goddess over them. And Setna comes around every 11,400 years. So what we're seeing now is that this solar system has crossed the Milky Way, the galactic center, in 2012 when we were talking about the great shift in 2012, we crossed the galactic center, and now we're aligned with the other side of the Milky Way, and we're on our way at Aquarius, getting ready to make this 26,000-year journey back around the Milky Way. We're going to stay in Aquarius now when we move out of Pisces and Virgo. We stay in each zodiac sign 2,120 years. So we're in the ending of the Piscean era, Pisces Virgo, because we're in 2024.
Okay, so we leave in one era and going into another one. Okay. All right, Kwame. Thanks for sitting at the table with us. I'm going to bring on someone else here to the table. Let's see. 708-492.
Yeah, Bev, just for your information, you're still not coming over the Internet.
I'm not?
No. I had to dial up the telephone. Your playback is not coming over the Internet. It's still loading for the last half hour.
Okay. Okay, so but you can hear us on the phone, but not the internet. Okay,
right.
All right. Okay, Good to know. Okay. You got anything you want to add to the table?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for that. All righty. Let me go to 304-545.
That's me.
That's you.
How are you doing?
Great, great.
My friend has been introducing me to y'all for years, and I love y'all's conversation. I was wanting to ask you and your guest about the Harz Mountains connections in Germany and the Swedish connection and their Satanism.
Okay.
And perhaps your guest can also expound on Azazel. Are y'all familiar with Azazel?
I think Kwame's line might have slipped off here. Well, you tell us. You know what it's about.
Well, Azazel was one of the angels that fell with Satan. He was pinned in the mountains of Mount Hermon in northern Israel. He was one of the watchers that was foretold in the book of Enoch. Is anybody familiar with this?
Let me see.
Bringing this up is because of the exposure that they're getting out there in the California region where all the rich and powerful men meet at, the Bohemian Grove.
Right. I know about that.
And we're seeing what's going on in Israel now. And most people, I don't mean to offend anybody when I say that those are not the Jews of the Old Testament. They found out that these people have no bloodline connection to the Jews then or now. And those Jews then were always out to kill the Christ, as you may know. And when Jesus confronted them, he told them about who they were. You are of your father, the devil. You familiar with that story? And the reason why I was going into this, because of the satanic tribes that are coming out of Europe now, they are all of this was foretold in the book of Daniel. Jeremiah mentioned some of this. Daniel foretold all of this. And these nations are starting to rise up now. And as you may know, over the centuries, they've been in Africa stealing everything. And I have a Republican friend that, you know, he loves Donald Trump, and he says Republicans have done so much for black people. And I've always questioned him. I said, when did these Republicans do things for black people? I've never heard. Have you heard anything?
Wasn't black people Republicans?
Well, what did the Republican Party do for them? All of these systems of government brought here in America were all driven from Europe, the Greeks, the Romans. You know, we all have the connection. That they call it the eagle here in the United States, but it was the great phoenix bird in Rome. Rome had everything. Everything we have here is dedicated to Rome. And Hitler and the Germans also had this great bird. And we, you know, I get on, I mean, I don't really mean to put white people down, but you have to look into their devilish, evil history. These are some of the most evilest people. When Julius Caesar first encountered these people,
well, you
know what he called them.
It's not, to me, it's not about color, it's energy. You got devilish Indian people, devilish black folks, devilish is
all
energy.
Well, they don't run anything. They've never been in charge of anything. At least we know since Rome has done it.
How do we know? How we know what the hidden
Well, I've got thousands of white friends, so I'm not racist. I'm just a purist. I'm a realist. I mean, these people are Edomites.
Talk to me.
I'm here in West Virginia. I'm smart as I can be.
Hold on. Okay. 262-83. Yeah, go ahead, Kwame.
Oh, you cut me off.
No,
I
you
didn't mean to offend white
here.
People.
No, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hold on. Go ahead, Kwame.
Right. I was just intervening because, you know, the brother talked about the mountains in the book of Enoch. And that's dealing in parable.
What parable? And what do y'all keep saying parables for? I know a lot of people always say parables. The Harz Mountains are in Germany, sir. This is where they meet at on All Hallows Eve to make love with Satan or Lucifer or whatever you want to call him. This was a being that was kicked out of heaven.
Okay,
and I never refer to him as God or Lord. How many lords do they have in England, for God's sake? Lord Mountbatten, Lord, all of these lords. So he's not Lord.
Wait,
but what I'm asking you, was your question about the mountains in the Book of Enoch? Was that
no,
the
I didn't say the mountains of Enoch. I said the mountains in Germany, the Harz Mountains. Are you familiar with the Harz Mountains?
Okay, that's what I'm sharing with you. And therein, you spoke about the Book of Enoch, and they call them the seven mountains.
The Book of Enoch is fascinating. I'm going to let you talk.
In that book, the history of that book, it talks about what they represent. In the society, the seven aspects of society, the believers seek to influence family, religion, education, media, arts, entertainment, business, and government. And so these are the tools of what you're speaking of, this person that has this. But just as we understand that the sun rises every day and shines upon this whole planet, it does not make a difference, but it also does one thing specifically. Every ray of light that hits whatever it hits, when you look on the ground, it's all the same color.
Okay, now, sir, you cannot – I know y'all – you cannot say these people are the same color. These people do not have our hair texture. They don't line up right.
I didn't say the people.
Okay. Now, who are the descendants of these Philistines? You know who the Philistines were, don't you?
The same place that you're talking about right now, Palestine, that's the Ottoman Empire, and that's the same land.
Okay, so who were the Philistines, sir? Weren't these evil people?
Yes, God warned us to stay away from these people.
Okay.
Could you name me three famous Philistines that you remember?
But I'm asking you something. Wasn't that the one where he took his slingshot and he killed him with the rock?
Okay, and that's one famous Philistine. His name was Goliath. Can you name me two others?
I'm let you give. I gave you one.
Well,
who was the
one that found out about the strongest man in the world? What's his name?
Hercules.
Samson.
Because you had two of the strongest men.
Yeah. Well, who was it that found out Samson's secret? Wasn't she a Philistine? Wasn't Delilah a Philistine?
I'm not certain on that.
Yes. And these people have practiced Satanism. That's what I was calling because of the Satanism that's in the Harz Mountains of Germany. Europe is filled with all of these evil places. Gateways to hell are all throughout Europe. Scotland is famous for Satanism.
Let me ask you this question. You keep saying Europe. You're talking about Asia because
Germany is
Asia. A continent is a body of land surrounded by water. That continent is Asia.
You're
it
saying
is
Germany's not part of Europe?
Wait. Caller, you got to do it two-way. You can't do
Sorry about that. I love y'all's conversation.
Okay.
I mean, what he was saying, Germany's not part of Europe. This is one of the Germanic tribes of Europe. These people have always been evil and wicked.
I'm saying, sir, it's the continent, that body of land is called Asia.
Oh, so Europe is called Asia.
The body of land that you call that country, saying Germany, is on the continent of Asia.
No,
look
I
at
said
your geography.
Germany is in the middle
look
of Europe,
look at your geography. Look at your geography.
So where is Germany near, sir?
It's in Asia. The continent is Asia.
Okay, so France and England is in Asia.
England is an island. The British island is outside of the continent
so
of Asia.
Is France part of Asia or Europe?
France is part of Asia.
That's the continent of Asia, sir.
Well, I didn't know that. So that is all Asia. So they have a Asian connection. They're Asianatic people. Are you familiar with Charlemagne and those people? I thought they were of the Germanic tribe of people.
Because the body of land that you're talking about, all of those people are on, is called Asia. There's six
Man, I did not know they were Asians. So these people are evil, too. I mean, why did Hitler try to conquer all of Asia? I know he had went to the borders of – I know he had went up into Russia and he got caught up in the winter.
Didn't you have somebody else that you want to open the line for?
Oh, well, now you cut me off.
Well, no, you still on, but we are adding.
Well, he was trying to correct me.
Well, we're not debating. We just come here to put information out. We're not.
So
we don't,
Europe
we don't
is
debate
more
here.
Asian. So let me ask
two,
you,
Hold on, caller. We're not debating. 262 area code.
Oh.
You're live. Do you have something you want to add to the table?
Greetings and grand rising, better love together, family. How's everybody doing?
Say Europe. Is,
great. We're
that's
doing
not
great.
Europe. So all these years we've been calling Europe.
You come on now. You got to share the table. We don't.
Okay,
we,
go ahead.
Multiple
I mean,
people
he's
at
calling,
the table. Okay, well,
he's
okay.
like to call Europe.
Everybody
Asian,
got
man,
everybody
Europe.
Got their own way of learning. Go ahead, 262. Go ahead.
Well, my question was all about the Harz Mountains of Germany.
Okay.
All right, how's it going, Sister Bev? Auntie Bev, how you doing, my goddess? How's it everything going?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. Good. First of all, my first comment to the family is a PSA, public service announcement, family. We've been seeing Blog Talk do what they've been doing, getting us off the air. My biggest suggestion that I always tell people, I'm old school. Get your pen and paper and take notes to all of these classes that we're having with this information. If you new school, no problem. Get your flash drive and download it. Because if they once they remove these Blog Talk shows, they're going to remove the archives also. And if you don't have these on your personal flash drives or audio cassette, you're going to be in trouble, you know. Like I say, I write everything down, so I've got mine. They can pull the plug whenever they want to. But we've been talking about the FCC and everybody else doing what they're getting ready to do, and we've been also talking, which we should further discuss, on different social media sites that we can go on whenever the plug is pulled on Blog Talk. So, my suggestion is you download these classes because a lot of them are a vital family. I mean, we've been giving information for the last 10 years and more than that with Brother X. So we need to definitely keep record of what we're saying, because don't think that these Blog Talks are back on for our convenience. They're listening to us. They're learning from us. They're studying us. That's what they've always done in order to take and do what they've done, still doing. So, again, family, that's the biggest thing that I wanted to relate to the family, because we all on these different Blog Talk stations have been having problems for the last month or so. You know, ever since this solar eclipse hit, we see more and more wrapping up. And to me, it's just a test. They're testing to see what we're going to do, where we're going to go, you know. But again, we have it. We need to use it. I'll be giving a hopefully, like we're on tonight, I'll be doing a class tomorrow that's dealing with the purpose behind numbers. And what I want to really share real quick with a purpose, my purpose, dealing with the five, and everybody knows I got five on it. But I want us to open up our minds, and since the brother was bringing scripture, the scripture talks about, now paraphrasing, in order to get through, we have to go through Christ. We have to go through Christ. That's the five I've been pushing for the last 4 to 5 years, family. I got five on it because five is Christ. People want to say Jesus Christ is still five. Everything, when we think about that they're doing, and we're talking about reclaiming our magic, the magic word comes to five. That's Christ. The president is five. Authority is five. We got to go through an authority of who? We give the authority to people like a doctor. Doctor is five. To a teacher, teacher is five. Why do you think we were talking about the vaccine, which is five, the pandemic, which is five, coronavirus, which is five, chemtrails, which is five? Mm-hmm. They're using Christ by the number, not by the word, family. That's why I say the names change. The number of Christ, the five, stays the same, because the five is the reveal, and everything is being revealed now. Everything, and revealed, by the way, is 23, which is five. So this is the time that we're in, this Christ consciousness that Brother Kwame was talking about, dealing with all these celestial events. As we talked about dealing with the eclipse, there was no reason to look up at the spectacle, because once you understand that we are the event that's happening, why are we going to look at something that we are? But if we don't know who or what we are, we're paying attention to something, and we're missing all the glory that is being given to us, just like the five of the insect called cicada that Brother Kwame was talking about. That 13 and 17-year brood is coming out at the same time. It was very interesting. He made me think real quick that 221 years were right away. You hit me. That's the five. 2, 2, 1 is five. So I did a quick calculation while Brother Kwame and you were talking, and went back to 1776. And it actually comes up to 248 years. Ain't that something? 248 is still 14 of 5. So the 5 that is coming through Christ, as they say, we've been going through this monkey business for 400 years, where it's over. Because when we understand 400 plus the years, the word added to it comes up to 419, which is a 5. So family, use your magic. Understand your word, your incantations, and your intentions. We have the power. We just have to take it back. Take it back. And it starts right there in the five. Call your thought. You are what you think. Your thought has so much power. But if we really don't back up that thought with what you truly believe in that's yours, then it's all for naught. But with that, family, I want to close with the five, and it's called love. Love is 14, which is five. And as we say, better love, family. I love y'all.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Thanks. Let me pull up. Who is this? Cresdeli? C-R-E-S-D-E-L-I? Is that your line is open. Hello?
No.
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, but I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. Okay. Let's go to 323-207.
Hello. How you doing, OTD?
Great. How are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing great. All is truly. This is Turtle Island Academy out here, out of Cali. I was just calling in because because the brother that was talking about the Harz Mountain was new information for me. I wasn't familiar with that, and he was beginning to cook with his information. But I mean, I understand it's the round table, but I found that intriguing. And I mean, we all know, as far as within our community by now at least, that the foreign pilgrims are they have a evil spirit. But I like what you were saying, NCB. They ain't the only people. There's black devils out here as well. But I did like what the brother was trying to relay, due to the fact that I wasn't familiar with that mountain range or the Book of Enoch mentioned in that area. So was the brother still available to go in a little further?
No, I told him just to be still for a minute, and he ran off. He kept saying, "You're cutting me off." I'm like, "You're not cut off. You still alive." Well, he wanted to talk. I mean, he could talk, but I'm just saying he got to know how to share. He can't just take over the microphone. But he left. Now, if he's still listening, he can always call back in, and I'll definitely open his line up. That's how we work here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to just gain some more clarity on as far as the ancient scriptures. I like dealing with the scriptures and using them in the legal and civics as well, like Brother Myron teaches us. The scriptures have a legal component to it as well.
Yes,
so,
it does.
I just found that very interesting.
Well, he can call back in area code 304. You didn't have to leave the table. We just want some order at the table. That's all. Okay, so I'm going to open up another line here. So your line is still open. You can chime in when you want to.
Thank you. Right on.
Let's bring. Okay. Mike, your line is open.
Hey, Beth, how you doing?
773. Great, great. Better love.
Yeah, you know, all this is, I want to say it's very interesting, but I'd be lying if I said that. I've did a lot of reading in my life, and I've never read anything or saw anything that said that Western Europe is actually Asia. If that's Asia, then tell me, where is China? Where are the Philippines, Japan, Taiwan? I thought that was Asia. So if it is not Asia, it must be something else.
Call,
I mean, to suggest that Germany is part of Asia is absurd.
Isn't it called Eurasia?
But that's not even... Pardon me?
I'm sorry, brother. Isn't one of the technical names Eurasia, the Eurasian continent? Eurasia.
Eurasia isn't Western Europe. Of course, there's an area that's referred to as Eurasia, but it's not Western Europe. Okay?
Thank you.
You're not gonna convince me that Germany is part of Asia, even when I'm intoxicated. But that, again, is not why I called in. I just wanted to respond to that because I heard it. I just think it sounds awfully ridiculous to even suggest that. What I wanted to talk about is because there's a lot of talk now about genocide because of what's taking place in Northeast Africa or West Asia. And it occurred to me that because some 30 to 40,000 people have been murdered there by the Israelis, that it's being called genocide. But right here in America, black women and some black men participate in the murder of 500,000 black babies every year, but no one calls that genocide. Why is that? Can somebody answer that question? Why isn't that genocide?
It is.
That's
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't hear people calling it genocide. In fact, I don't hear people talking about it at all. It's like it's not really even happening, but we know that Margaret Sanger is very proud of black women because they murder more black people on the planet Earth than anybody else. And they say that they got a right to because it's their body. They say their body, their choice. Well, let me let you in on this, black women. It's true that it's your body, but the body that's inside of you, that's not your body. That body belongs to that entity. That's not your body, and it's not your choice to decide to murder it because somehow you've rationalized that it's your body. You can't have two bodies. I've never seen somebody with two bodies. That's what we need to be talking about, black women murdering our babies like it's some kind of festival. All this other stuff about Asia and Europe and divine energy and all this other stuff, while it may have its place, there should be 100 million of us right now or more right here in America. But there isn't because of that. And I think that should be at the top of our list of priorities above everything, not Donald Trump's goddamn ass. Every time you raise his name, black folks use their damn mind. But not a syllable about the wholesale slaughter of our babies. I'm through, babe. Have a good night. Hotel.
Okay. Hotel, better love.
Have a good night.
Okay, you too. All right, let's bring in 773-895.
Well, all right. So, long time no hear, y'all.
We here now. Now,
yeah,
can you hear us on the internet, or you just hear us on the phone?
No, and I talked in the chat room earlier. No, it's not. It's not working. It's not working on the internet.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know.
All right.
It's interesting, Brother Mike had brought up some interesting points. Now, ironically, here in Tennessee, the legislature just passed a couple bills where now they're going to hold parents accountable for the children committing these crimes here, especially in Memphis, all the shooting, carjacking, robberies and everything. And they're talking about now they're also working on a bill to prosecute teenagers now as adults.
That body belongs to that entity. It is not yours.
Hello?
Wow. Go ahead. If somebody got if you got your line open, muted. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know, Bev, it's a lot of dark negative energy here in Memphis. I've been here a year, actually April the 1st. Ironically, April the 1st was also my father's birthday, ironically. But
Well, we just
I guess
had
now
somebody, we had somebody here in Michigan. They gave him 6 to 10 years, but his son was that one that did the shooting in the school.
I kind of
did
hear something about that. I don't remember the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just sent it to him.
Right. But the thing is, you can say eugenics, murder, whatever you want to call it, but we have people checking out of here earlier than what it's supposed to be happening. It's got to stop, you know. And our brother Mike also mentioned about the whole abortion piece. And, you know, it's a lot of states here that actually legalize abortion. I know Illinois, ironically, is a sanctuary state more than one way. You know, Illinois is one of the states where if you're living in a particular state, you can't get abortion there, you can go there and get it, you know. But the thing about that is, Bev, I mean, to be respectfully honest, you know, that's a rabbit hole where, okay, yeah, women do get a lot of abortions, but then again, what does that say about the morality piece and, you know, relationships and family, staying together, all that plays a part in that, you know? And it's bad enough now where there is no, almost now, no sense of family anymore. The foundation is gone. And if you see it all through social media, all over the internet, you know, it's being promoted. Single family households, single mothers, you know, mothers raising sons, and, you know, it just seems like it's an ongoing situation. It seems like it's spiraling out of control. And at some point, you know, we have to sit down and have these discussions, you know, so we can stop this, you know. And
well,
it's just like
just action.
What's going, and it's just like what's going on here in Memphis. There's no reason for all these young people out here killing each other, getting killed.
Now, what's the difference, do you see, in Memphis and Chicago? Because there's a lot of young people was killing in Chicago. What's the difference you see?
Well, okay, that's a good question, Beth. Well, see, here, it's kind of, I'm just going to say it like this, it's kind of more in your face because Memphis is a smaller city. And it's over, the population is a little bit over 600,000. But as far as the racial divide or cultural makeup, right now, you know, black people, or the white people here, a little bit over 60% to 27%.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the same thing I'm seeing in Chicago, and it's not good. It's some type of, I don't know, negative energy. I don't know if it's a thought process. I don't know. I just know it's not good. And here, talking to a lot of young people, and I'm not just talking about staying on the internet, literally going out in the streets and talking to people, and the cause of it is broken homes, broken families. I wrote an article not too long ago. I don't think I admit, maybe I had mentioned on one of the shows, I can't remember, it was sometime last year where, like, okay, Memphis is in Shelby County. So you can say Shelby County is equivalent to Cook County, which encompasses Chicago, and Wayne County that encompasses Detroit. The startling stat I saw as far as Memphis and Shelby County has the largest sexual assaults of children pretty much in the United States. Why is that? You got a lot of child trafficking here. Seems like people know about it, but nothing's being done about it. Why? So
you really can see that the young people is under attack. They attack because that's the future. So they are attacking the future, and they're doing it in the classroom, too, because, I mean, their minds are like sponges, and so they're teaching them
well,
and showing
them. Well, it's funny you mentioned the classroom because now they just passed the bill, literally. His number passed the bill recently that now they're allowing teachers here to conceal and carry. That's unheard of in the school.
Why would you need to bring the gun? A teacher need to have a gun in a classroom.
Well, for one, Bev, you know, Tennessee is a red state, and so they
mm-hmm.
believe in their First Amendment rights down here. And I get that because it's so, like I said, I came from a blue state, total opposite. But it's gotten to a point where here the kids, are, well, I don't want to call them a kid, but the young people, a lot of them, not all of them, they're out of control, and a lot of teachers are literally afraid to go to school and go to work because of the children and how they're acting.
So why they
and
put
it's
a
just,
metal detector? That's what they did
that's
here.
That's
when
a good
it
question,
so
but it's just a microcosm of a bigger macrocosm in terms of the violence here in Memphis. If you come here just to visit, because, you know, Memphis is a tourist city. Tennessee's pretty much a tourist state. And I never even heard this in Chicago, that if you're coming into Memphis, especially going downtown, or if you're out in the suburbs somewhere, you need to be strapped. That's the term they use down here. That means you need to be packed and carrying a gun. Now, if I have to go somewhere and I have to be, quote-unquote, strapped, I don't need to be there. And so within the past 8 years, well, they have a new mayor here. His name is Paul Young. He's a young brother. And he's swearing up and down that he's going to try to make some changes in terms of the crime, because a lot of people here are leaving the area. You have a lot of foreigners here that came here to start business but the crime is so bad, people are leaving. And people that were born and raised here, they don't want to be here anymore. They're leaving places. And I've talked to a lot of people that have relocated here from places like Detroit and Chicago. They're saying that those places were actually better than it is here. But the reason why that they're staying here, because, you know, you have a lot of people, families from here, Mississippi is next door. Then you got Arkansas. You know, this is a lot of these states around here where a lot of our families migrated up north back in the low 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then a lot of people coming back because their families here. Otherwise, you know, if it wasn't for their families being here, they wouldn't be here. You know, so
my thing is that it's all, I mean, if they want to solve the problem, they can, because it's like here, we was known as the murder capital at one point, you know.
Now it's Memphis.
All they got to do is go and see how we solve the problem.
Well, the thing,
I mean,
I've heard you say that before, and that's good, mm-hmm. but, you know, this is just me, but issues like this starts in the home. Because like I said earlier, I didn't really expand on it too much, but like I said, when we talk to the young people here, and you ask them why they're doing what they're doing, because they have no guidance growing up. They're growing up with parents that were on drugs and stuff like that, or the daddy wasn't at home because he was locked up. It said there's no family structure foundation. You know, there's nobody guiding them here.
Right.
You know?
But again, it's the system that they in. It's a combination of things. It's just not who brought the drugs in the community. So for the parents to get on the drugs, it's the uneducation that they're getting in the schools. It's a combination
of
things.
Well, yeah, miseducation. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and like I'm saying, it's kind of like a wave. It's kind of like they go from one state to another. And so all you got to do is go back and look at how one of the states solved their problems when it was in their state and implement it or add to it or rearrange it and do it in your state.
It was interesting. It's interesting you said that, because now the people, like I said, I've only been down here a little bit over a year, and what's interesting about the people mm-hmm. down here, they don't like to be told what to do. That could be the black people, white people, whatever. And it's so interesting because it's like if you come down here and really look around and look at Memphis, it's kind of like almost being like in a time warp. You know, I always talk about the Marvel movies, Doctor Strange, alternate universes, alternate realities. And it looks like how Chicago used to be back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, something mm-hmm. you can, even the way the people, how the cars people drive, how they dress, you know. And it's just their mindset. And it's not everybody, but it's just one of those things where you really almost have to take a hammer or something and beat them upside the head to try to get them, you know, to kind of like listen. Now, I'm not saying wake up, because if a person's going to wake up, they're going to wake up. If they don't, they don't. You know.
But see, you said
I met
the
several
key word. You said the mindset. And so.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the people that's in charge of the system. So you either got the people in there that's helping creating the chaos, or you put people in there that knows how to solve the problem, that wants to change the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that leads into
people,
the whole voting apparatus.
Well, the people in the mayors and the people in charge, and then the average Ike and Mike, what they got to do is they got to get theirself in position if they want to make changes. You got to put yourself in that in certain positions of power to make. So get on school boards, get on different committees, get on city council, and then this is how you're able to infiltrate and make changes. Other than that, whoever causing the chaos, they're going to continue to do what their plans are.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point, because, like, if you got a politician, just like, for example, the police chief, well, they call it Miss CJ down here. You know, it was on her watch where you had Tyrese Nichols basically get beat to death by the Memphis police officers. She still has a job. And when the city council was talking about voting, now a lot of the residents here actually got mad about that and raised hell. Oh, no, you shouldn't get rid of her, but look what's been going on since her tenure here. She ended up keeping the job. She's still in there. You know? So, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's the head of that department. And if the people,
and the mayor, the new mayor that was elected,
he
signed off on it. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a mindset. I mean, you know, what is their agenda? And the action speaks louder than words. Politicians can talk the talk, but you want to see what they can do. And so what they've been doing.
You know,
and
it's interesting you said that, Bev. It's just like, that's why I'm still keeping my eye on Chicago. What's going to happen with the mayor up there and that whole immigration situation? Because people, and I've never seen this before, people are pissed off and fed up. I'm like, okay, going back to what you just said, what are you going to do about it? Because they're already talking about recalling him. Chicago hasn't had a Republican mayor, I mean, in the context of the conversation, in over 70, 80 years. So you're going to put in a Republican now, which I seriously thought is going
to
happen. But you keep putting people.
To me, it shouldn't even be about Republican or Democrat. That's the game that they play. You know, it's about putting the person in there who gonna get the job done that you want done. So if he's an independent, you know, we got to realize that these people, they keeping you focused on Republican and Democrat and this and that. You got to look at really making a change here. So it's like, you what you going to do?
Too much on the left brain, too much on the right brain.
Right, exactly. But when you connect them both together, that's when you in your higher power.
Right.
So,
yeah. So, Bev, I didn't talk enough. I know you got somebody else want to chime in.
Well, we got people at the mound table. If y'all want to, I mean, it's open mic tonight. Dr. X will be in tomorrow. If anybody else want to chime in, the phone number here is 323-642-1586. And push number 1, since you say we not being heard on the internet, you only can hear us on the telephone. So those already that's on the phone, if you have something that you want to say, anybody that's on at the table already, if you have something else you want to add to the table, you got anything that you feel like the family needs to know. During this open mic time, this is the time to let us know. I hear silence.
We're going to be rich, Deb.
All right. That's a good mindset.
We're going to be rich. Silence is golden, so we're going to be rich. But I'm still.
You okay, brother? Sound like you a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, I got a little hack, and I'm trying not to use my voice too tough there, Derek. How you be, man, down there in Memphis, Tennessee?
Man,
down
you know, trying to keep my vibrations high, brother.
Yeah, well, you're in the right place because you're going to be there when the super rail come through.
Okay.
That's the corridor for the super rail. That's part of what Memphis is getting set up for because they're going to come up from Louisiana, barges up to Memphis, put it on the trucks. And that's why you see 22 has been set there to tie into 20 to change it to the south and to the southeast. That's part of that corridor. They're putting that highway in there, running it through Mississippi and Memphis. And then you're going to run all the way up to Illinois because that's going to be the new highway of the Mississippi. This is what they already constructed for
the new transportation hub, right?
Right, that's transportation hub because Chicago is the Midwest rail. So Memphis is going to be the southeastern rail. And so this is how they're setting this up because it's going to run up from New Orleans coming in through the Gulf and through the Panama Canal, one or the other coming in from the east or the west, and then they're going to run it up the Mississippi. And so these are going to be the new highways because interstate is kind of going to be knocked out because the super rail is going to step in. Those bullet trains like they run in Europe, and I still say this is my thing from remembering geography. A continent is a body of land surrounded by water, and I'm still trying to figure out where Asia get cut off and Europe get a body of land. Mm-hmm. Only thing I see is the British Isles. But anyway, that's
but
my own geography.
Now, ironically, when we first met, I found out we're from the same neighborhood also, and I forgot about something.
Inglewood.
About this rail yard. Inglewood.
Yeah.
Norfolk Southern was buying up a lot of land in Inglewood.
Right.
And this has been going on for some years. And I remember I had went to one or two of the city council meetings. Nobody knew about it. Nobody was at the meeting, and the alderman, whoever was in charge, just went ahead and just said, okay, you can go ahead and take over the land. A lot of people did get money for their property. Some did, some didn't. But whatever house, especially around like 55th, 63rd and Halsted, going back
that's
to 59th, all that is vacant lots now.
Right. Remember Anna Langford?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yes.
Okay, Anna Langford told us then when they was, when
Shirley
she was
Coleman.
Running around, and she said that they're getting ready to run all the way midway because you look at, they already knew Obama was going to have his library there in Washington Park. They already knew that in Hyde Park. They already had that plan set up. That's why they're going to run
Garfield Boulevard. Was it Washington
Park
or Jackson Park?
It's going to be, he's still going to have an archive or something's going to be in Hyde Park that he's having.
Right, because I think it's Jackson Park, but I always get them too mixed up because Hyde Park High School is right there.
Well,
on
Hyde Park is the community. Jackson Park.
Yeah, right. Right next to Kenwood, right.
Right, it's the park runs up and down Stony Island. But see, the thing of it is, because Washington Park is at the hood, that's at the end of Garfield, that's where it turns around.
Right,
55th
and King Drive, right.
Right, because that's where all the old missile base was at when and during World War II. They had a missile base there on the lakefront. Check your history. They had a big missile base there in Chicago. But anyway, she said that this is what it's going to be the new O'Hare for the South Side. That's why they got rid of Meigs Field. Because they were already had this 50-year plan, University of Chicago and University of Illinois already had mapped out what they were getting ready to do because that's why they took down the project Robert Taylor's and Stateway is because that was the rail line for the King Alfred plan in case we got crazy But then they turned around and said, okay, this is going to be the rail line because they're going to shut the Dan Ryan down because it's too much obstacle for it.
Oh,
they're going
wow.
to run that, they're going to run that railway, right, that interstate is getting ready to. That was the plan, what Eisenhower did. And then what now they're doing is what China has designed, the super rail. And so mm-hmm. we're getting ready to have the trade road here like they're going to do in Europe. And that part of Asia, that land that they're going to run rails all through there.
And that's when you're going to see the changes in Tennessee come about. Let me let someone else at the table. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. Okay. 561-929. Area code 561.
Greetings, family.
Greetings. Better love.
Mm-hmm. I just got a quick question. What's the easiest way to download all the episodes that
show?
Yes.
Do you know how to download them? I do it from the studio. But I thought you could
right. I do the same thing. I log on to the account and I download them. The best way I can try to answer that question, brother. Just say for example, go to Beverly Show, type in Truth to Power Blog Talk Radio, and see if you can download them from there.
Okay.
Because I haven't downloaded some shows in years, though. That's been a minute.
Okay.
If they let
that's
you now,
my understanding.
Yeah,
you can still download. You can still download them, but go to the page and you can hit download and download.
Yeah, okay. But if you going, yeah, go ahead and do it now because I know like with YouTube, you used to be able to download. Like I said, I had a whole library of history bills and stuff. And once they delete them, they're gone. Once you try to open them up again, they're gone. So you know.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Auntie Bev.
Hi, who's this? Did I open?
Oh, this is Turtle Island. You have me open.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just had a question to that. But
go
when
ahead.
We are
go ahead.
On the talk, when we are when you use the other platform TalkShoot.
Mm-hmm.
I believe like last week or so. Or the a week prior when Blog Talk was down, we was using that site. I wasn't sure. Did you record? Were you able to record on that platform? Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to listen to the playback.
Yeah, I it is recorded, but I'm still trying to maneuver through that.
Okay.
Through that, but it is. That show is recorded. I just haven't, I'm still figuring things out. And so
okay.
I haven't decided, you know, if I'm going somewhere, I might be on Rumble. So I'm not sure yet. I'm just checking out and see what the options are out there.
Well, you know okay, what? And I'm glad you said that back because I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So now
mm-hmm.
is this, well, it sounds like this is a censorship thing because
yes,
all these years we've been doing, but I know we've been talking about this for a while, but now it's going to get to a point where I think while we still have the platforms, regardless of what we talk about, we don't have the time to be arguing and debating stuff like that. Whatever we need to talk
right.
about has to be some type of substance.
Right.
You know, because like I said, it's been proven already that at any point of given time, they can cut us off.
Mm-hmm. And I also understand that iHeart have bought the podcast part.
Oh, you mean George Soros.
Is that iHeart?
He's got a hand in that now, yeah.
Okay, so they bought the Vort, what's that, VOXNEST of Blog Talk. That's the podcast part.
Wow.
So they trying to buy up all of the podcasts. They trying to control and censor, you know, thing. So that's what's going on, part of what's going on, too.
Well, I don't have the article in front of me, but it was last week that George Soros is buying up a lot of these radio stations.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what that means.
That's control.
Exactly. The VOXNEST. That's the, so they seeing how everybody is on podcasts. They a lot of people not listening to the so-called mainstream media. So would they need to know how to control the podcast.
Right.
So that's part of what's going on. Okay, let me open up 850-296. 850-296.
Hey, my name is Think. I've been listening to your show,
okay.
And and one of the guests you had earlier on, one of the callers you had early on said that he didn't agree with the teachers having guns in the classroom. And I don't know if I agree with that or not. I don't think the teachers should be carrying guns, but at least someone should be carrying guns in the school with authority, like the security guards or something within the school now.
Right.
I just find that there's too many shootings going on. It used to be one every 2 or 3 years. Then it came like once every year, and now we're getting school shootings like once every week now. Is that right? Is it once every week or once every day now? So I want to say that at least the security guards in there, one of them should carry a gun or somebody should carry a gun just in case something like this happens. It's just too many school shootings that are happening where, you know, without somebody proper defense, these crazy psychos can just go to room because there no one else can defend them and just shoot people. They should be – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, like I say – find out where people had problems and how they solved them. Now here, I'm in Michigan, and when we were known as the murder capital, we had a lot of shootings during that time, a lot of school shootings. The young people were bringing guns to school. What they did was they put metal detectors up at the doors. They had the police. These weren't security guards. They had the real police that was at the door with the guns. And when school let out, and a lot of the children that they couldn't bring to school inside, they would have the guns in their cars. This was high school. And so the police rolled around the school. You could see them. And so it stopped all of that. So, I mean, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
But,
that's
a good point. Mm-hmm. But now, but there's something we got to remember, too. All of us live in different states.
Okay.
So it's like one of those things where, depending on what state, what city you live in, school resource officers, I think in Chicago, police officers, but then if the city, the local governments vote to get rid of that, it's like, what do you do then? You know,
higher
it's just like when I talked about earlier, like the state of Tennessee, right, the state of Tennessee passed that measure to allow teachers carry guns in the schools. Illinois is not going to do that. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois has never really been a gun-friendly state, but that's the difference between the political apparatus in a blue state versus a red state, whether we see it right or wrong, it's just not the same.
I don't know. I'm in New York. I don't do drugs. In fact, I don't really drink unless it's an emergency, like I need to talk to somebody to get something from them. I don't even drink coffee. So I don't know what the effects of drugs are. But here in New York, they legalize marijuana. In fact, there are these places like these hotels that are made for people that do heroin, where you could go in there and then do heroin.
Wow.
And I guess if you die, and then if you die in there are these vending machines where you could buy these like long needles where you could stab somebody in the heart and revive them. So they're dedicated places for heroin addicts. But that's But the fact that they legalized marijuana over here is very questionable for me. Like I said, I don't know what drugs do to people, but when you have a bunch of children smoking marijuana, doesn't that make them act irrationally? Like,
yeah,
when your mind is right. So this is what I think, okay, and I could be wrong, but I personally think that when they're high, from what I hear, people that smoke marijuana, they don't just smoke marijuana and just do, like, walk around and do work or something. They listen to music, and then they watch their movies. And subconsciously, the music and the movies have subliminal messages in them that make them that make them do irrational things. I mean, I listen to rap
and
music.
Another thing with that marijuana, and I question not just New York, other states that actually passed that, you know, legalized marijuana. Of course, it's a tax thing, but how do we know that's actually real marijuana or is it synthetic? That's another question.
It's synthetic.
You know?
It's synthetic. Because if you can remember how back in the day the real marijuana smelt a certain way, it had seeds in it. This marijuana smells totally different, and there's no seeds in it. So they put all kind of chemicals on it.
I'll tell you, when I pull up, I'm in New York. When I pull up at a Walmart or a supermarket, even the gas stations, I smell it. It's even at the red light during the summer. The cars that pull up, I could smell the weed. It's just super strong. It's like you said. I don't remember growing up smelling marijuana this potent. It's very, very potent. The fact
that it's
legal now you have corporations tampering with the strains of marijuana legally. So they're altering it and making it more powerful than what it was back then. I just can't see people acting rationally being high like this. So, like I said, I find that the children these days, maybe I'm old, but I find that the children these days are really uncontrollable. And it's from the fact that their minds are not stable anymore. Their minds are thinking irrationally. And when an adult tries to talk to them and put their mind rational and make them think stable, they can't because they're too high to understand that what we're trying to tell them makes sense. It doesn't make sense to them because they're too stoned out their minds. And that's the main reason why I think children are acting. I mean, I heard the caller earlier said it begins at home in the family and da-da-da, and that's true too. But when the state is telling these children it's okay to smoke marijuana and the children are doing it, it bypasses, it negates the lessons of the family. Even if you have a good family,
right. But you were saying the same thing because the state basically took the power of parenting out of the parents' hands and gave them to the state. So it's like the parents are rendered null and void. Now they've been neutralized.
Exactly. I agree with that. 100%. But I'm going to go. But before I go, I just want to say this is a little bit like on the conspiracy side. And there are subliminal messages going on in the media right now. And one of the weird messages that I'm starting to notice in the programming, television shows, movies, is this whole woke movement, this push for homosexuality. I know at one time it was difficult for like the majority of people to see a black person on TV or in the movies or to see two black people kissing, better yet a black person and a white person kissing. And it was considered wrong at the time. Am I old for saying that I think it's wrong to see gay people kissing on TV or in the movies? I don't know. I think that when
natural.
No, you're not being old.
Not
that's
natural.
That's being put out there on purpose. Okay, I'm gonna give you
good
example before you go, caller. I have an Amazon Prime account. That's a whole different rabbit hole. But now every time they show promos for different TV shows and movies on Amazon Prime, it's all men kissing now. They're black, white, they're all color. So the stuff is being pushed now. And it's really being done on purpose. Now, it used to be like a taboo thing. Not anymore. It's in your face.
Yeah.
It's a mindset.
The other day. That's right. It's a mindset. The other day, I was watching. I grew up on Scooby-Doo. I don't know if you guys ever watched Scooby-Doo, but I grew up on Scooby-Doo, right? Yeah. So the other day, I was watching Scooby-Doo. They have a show called Velma now. Velma is one of the characters.
Uh-huh.
And she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about. I was watching the Supergirl TV show. I was watching it. And then I'm noticing all these lesbians in there, and then homosexuals in there, a bunch of them. Like almost every episode, they have like a homosexual person in there. There was even one episode where one of the characters turned to Supergirl and said, "I'm a hermaphrodite." I don't even know what a hermaphrodite is. I had to look it up. It was a person with two sexes, and it's like, what the hell? Why are you pushing this type of
called DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, being promoted by United Nations. Go, when you get a chance, go on to United Nations website and type in DEI, and you see exactly where it came from. That's
okay.
What's being pushed now in the cartoons, the TV shows, like you just said. It's in the video games. It's everywhere now.
Okay. So with that said, And I'm glad that you brought up the fact that it's the United Nations, not just this country. It's a unified thing, right? It's
right,
all these elites getting together. Yeah, it's a global thing. So
you can say World Economic Forum. Put that in there with them too. So
you got it. So with that said, they also say one more thing. They say that that we have a global climate problem right now, right? They're saying that the planet has too many cars. We should buy – I have an electric car. But they're trying to get everybody to buy an electric car. They're making this whole thing like there's a big climate problem. But if you listen to the undertone of it, it's not the climate problem that's the problem that they're trying to push or trying to say. What the real problem they're trying to say is there are too many of us. There's too many of us. There's not enough food. There's not enough resources.
Population control.
That's right.
That's what that's all about.
That's right. So am I wrong for saying that this whole DEI thing that you're talking about is linked?
Nope. You're not wrong at all.
That's right. Okay. So at least somebody else agrees with me.
And I'm here in Michigan, and Ford Company – from what I've been hearing, they're losing a lot of money with that, with the electrical, because people
and,
not
and
buying it.
And they are here,
yet.
Bev. They building a blue oval city plant in Stanton, Tennessee here, and they're having problems opening up because they're losing money. It's an electric truck plant. Nobody's buying that shit.
Yeah. I think the pieces fit then. The fact that they're trying to push this or they're trying to groom the children to be more homosexuals because homosexuals can't reproduce, right? So they want more homosexuals so that they can control the population. Whereas when I was growing up, it wasn't this. It was Planned Parenthood in school where they were telling you, you know, it's okay to masturbate. It's okay to, like, give a person a blowjob, that type of stuff. And if you have a child, it's okay to have abortion, you know? That was how they controlled the population when I was younger. But it seems like this generation, they're taking it a step further, and they're pushing it in the media. You have rappers like Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's basically coming out saying I'm homosexual. You have a whole bunch of like these musicians, even Lizzo. She has a song where she says, you know, I don't know if I want to have a sex with a man or a woman tonight. And it seems like they're pushing this narrative to tell these children, accept this.
That goes back to what the record companies are behind that, too. So, like I said, this is a whole global construct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me let someone else at the table. Y'all can keep your lines open. 740-963, you're at the table.
Greetings.
You
up here?
Yes.
Hey, Sister Bev, how you doing?
Great. How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
Not too bad. Yeah, yes, it is. Indeed. Grateful to be here.
Man, what's going on, bro?
Brother Steve, what's happening, man?
Boy, you got it.
Yeah, some good conversations going on. It's just, man, there's so much.
I know. Hey, bruh, I got to say this now since you called. I got another CMP exam tomorrow for rhinitis. So I said maybe one day we gotta get together, start doing some shows about this veteran disability stuff, because now all these Gulf War veterans coming up with cancer,
yep,
all types of weird ailments.
Yep. A lot of us is gone too.
Yeah. I know I've been sick for the past month and for the past 2 weeks. Literally, like it's been a few days last week, I've been going to the bathroom at least 4 or 5 times. I can't even go outside now. You know, I feel like my whole insides is burnt up now, you know, with the toxic exposure burn pits. So, yeah, that's something we need to start talking about. But, you know,
absolutely.
I digress.
I just had another one last week. Man, yeah, we should talk. And we should go into more details in that setting too. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I don't want to put too much out there, but I'm going through the same stuff.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can be disappointed with most of the time is with myself, because I gave up when I was in the military. They just make it so frustrating. You know, but anyways, I've learned a lot. There's a lot of information I believe the two of us can share that'll be very helpful, you know,
right,
and make it easy for the veterans. Not necessarily easy, because it should have been easy before they get out the military. They should have been given a certain file with certain instructions to go to certain agencies before they left that post.
But I'm glad you said that. And there's one point I want to make and tie this in, kind of like what we were just talking about before you chimed in.
Right.
A lot of lawyers are coming out now that work on these veteran claims and stuff like that. The veteran law firms, they're saying that they're taking the money we're supposed to be getting, the disabled veterans. They're giving that money to Israel and Ukraine for the wars. This is why a lot of claims and stuff are getting denied.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gotten to a point where you literally, even with the Social Security, you got to get a lawyer now just to fight to get your benefits. But yeah, lawyers have a lot. They're coming out and been saying that they're taking our money and diverting to the more bullshit wars. And that needs to be talked about.
We have some information on that as well. So, yes, indeed. There's a couple of firms out there that will basically understanding the securities aspect of the financial transactions going on in the background, you know, what documents are the lawyers submitting to the Department of Veterans Affairs and things of that nature. There's watchdogs out there, you know what I mean, because these things have been going on for decades. In that BIDEN family, as a young senator, was involved early on with a scheme that was going on doing the same thing. Checks were being written in other people's names and being submitted to pay for legal fees, and the whole thing got dug up. The whole thing got dug up because a Vietnam veteran, had to take his claim to the Supreme Court because they kept denying him for things that he was clearly disabled from while on active duty. And so when they did the congressional investigation on this one, they pulled up so much. This is all on the internet too. I'm not really bringing up anything new under the sun. It's just another one of those situations that came up early in the political landscape that's been, you know, kind of swept under the rug. Knowing what we know, knowing what we have rights to as veterans, it should definitely be discussed, because even here in Cleveland, I've run into more than a dozen veterans just literally crying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all need to bring that out. Y'all need to do a show on that.
Well, that's what we got you for.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying is y'all need to come on and let the people know what's going on.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, it goes back to what we talked about earlier. Whatever we need to do, regardless if it's veteran stuff or other things, go ahead, get serious about it now before they cut us off permanently.
Yeah. Oh, Sister Bev, we're gonna get the
information out, and we have to do smoke signals. They're not gonna cut us. So we have to go back
on that peace fight.
Doing the smoke.
Yeah.
Yes, doing the.
When
signals.
You get a chance,
we'll get it out.
Afternoon.
Go ahead.
When you get a chance tomorrow afternoon, Sister Bev, reach out to me. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you about the local area there in Detroit, and also what Brother Derek is talking about. And I heard you, Elder Kwame. I didn't mean to not say hello to you. Greetings. But there are some... not just with this information, but basically a little bit of planning. So, and I'll reach out to you tomorrow, Derek, after I speak to Sister Bell.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right. I'll call you. Okay.
And then we'll start coordinating that way.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, much appreciated. You know, it's not just the marijuana. What about the Ritalin that they're prescribing to these kids? You know,
it all goes back to the legal drugs.
Yeah, it's all going back to the lack of social services and education. You know, that came along with all the things that broke up the families in the first place. You know, made our communities weak. So if we can start from there with a good educational platform, which is easy to put together, it's not like we have to go out and recreate the wheel, right?
Right.
Just provide the information appropriately. Once the people have the right information, they can move forward with a plethora of things that could help everyone's personal development, which strengthens the family, which should strengthen the community. And that's where we can start. So.
That's right. All righty. Let me, there's someone else at the table here with us. 973-248. Area code 973.
Peace, love, and power, family. This is Tova.
Hi, Tova. How are you doing?
Greetings, goddess. Peace, everybody. Oh, I'm doing good.
Peace.
It's been a while, but we are completely aligned because today I brought my old ancient laptop back to life, and I have a bunch of Truth to Power shows from 2012. And
oh wow! Okay.
I even messaged Abundance Child, Sister Abundance, because we used to do a cosmophysics ciphers back in the day, and you can't download any of that. And then today I was listening to, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is actually up on YouTube, because I know it's going to be down soon, and I don't know how to download things either, but the Steve Coakley and Peace of Power to him. Oh yeah, and he transitioned April 11th, like right around the time with OJ thing, so that's very interesting. Okay. That energy over there, but what is the lecture called? It's like the fake black Jews, relationships with like the fake black Jews or fake white Jews, or it's something like that. I don't remember the name of it. But before that, I was just being brought to, because I'm always doing this work, and I was just, you know, go where I'm being called to. And I was doing all this research about Chicago and like that, and all this stuff like from the, what's that guy's name? Dean Coral. He was a Candyman guy, and he has got a connection with John Wayne Gacy, and it's all connected from the Franklin cover up to all this stuff in Chicago. And then there's an article written, and I can't even say, I can let you know right now. I screenshot it, and it said that it's the mecca of, like trafficking and, you know, porn and like predators and all that, and child and abuse and everything, that was written in the 70s. Okay, this article. Mm-hmm. And I'll send it to you, Sister Bev. And okay. It's very interesting because the whole B'nai B'rith and the Hillel and all that, like all that, the ADL or the all that stuff that's all Chicago area. So, and that's where they had tons of trafficking rings and just crazy, crazy, disgusting stuff going on over there. I just want to send healing prayers to the brother that called it that wasn't feeling well, and anyone who's not, you know, who's struggling right now, because it is like the elements, they've attacked us through all the elements and everything. That's why everything is mental, environmental, you know. So healing to anyone and everyone who's, you know, going through the struggle right now. I got my ass kicked in February. Like, I was on my deathbed, and I was like, okay, well, at least I don't have to pay rent, and I know my way through Duat. But it's really when we are rising up and they're doing everything they can to hold us down, that means that we're doing our work. So, yeah. And the other brother said something about Scooby-Doo. He said Thelma, that's Thelema right there. They're teaching these children Thelema, and what they have in the program. So I'm not in the school system. I do after school programs called Gardens for Humanity. And it basically mm-hmm. teach like concepts of the netters through art projects. And, one of the teachers who does the after school program, she does like a bunch of nature stuff. She comes up to me and she's like, oh, we need, can you sign this petition? And I'm like, what is it? I'm like, I don't really sign petitions. What is that for? And she said, she's like, oh, well, the superintendent or some woman who wants to be superintendent who's in on the faculty, we're trying to get her out of there because she wants to ban transgender books in a library. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, there should not be porn in the library for the children. And the way she played it was, oh, you know, they're suicidal. They'll be suicidal. It's not. I'm like, oh, really? So, and she's in her 70s. I'm telling you, these are the old heads. I'm not saying, you know, in 70s or anything. I'm saying like those who are like, I mean, I'm already in my 40s, and this world doesn't belong to us anymore. It belongs to those who come after us. Now it's our time to give back. And they just don't want to give up their seat there. It's disgusting. It's truly disgusting. And, it's out of control. So, I mean, the fact that there's prison guards or police officers in schools, well, we already knew that these schools are prisons, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's time for us to have a home community building, you know, homeschool community building. That's what we need. Where there's no cafeterias, where we're planting seeds, and I'm already doing it, and I'm doing a whole curriculum bilingually in Spanish and in English. And it's going abroad. So this is how it's going to be, because we're going back to the land, and we don't even need to participate with any of that. Need to make my own.
Not to participate.
I'm sorry,
Dad? Yes. No, I say that's one of the keys, not to participate in their program.
Yeah, that's truly revolutionary. Like when people, if anyone saw the Bob Marley film in the theaters, especially, y'all should be ashamed of yourself. That was I'm surprised that Brad Pitt didn't cast himself to play Bob Marley. And, you know, because he was the producer of it. Every single one of the children were involved in it except for Damien and Kaimani. They're the only ones that are not vaccinated. I have a very good friend who's in the industry, and he got the shot so he can go down to Orlando. This is during the scamdemic. So he can be on the photo of the video shoot or whatever with the Marleys. So that's why he got the shot. I'm like, so that means all the Marleys got it? I'm like, well, was Damien there or Kaimani? And he said, no. I'm like, that's right. Because they have when Bob Marley said, don't let them change you or rearrange you, that's what he was saying. So if you're a true revolutionary, if you truly are not participating in the system, you should never walk into a movie theater ever again. I'm so done with Hollywood. I never want to give any of my energy to it ever. Or, because I have to be in a physical construct, I bent a little bit, you know, so I can be cool people and be like, sure, I'll do that, but it just doesn't resonate, and it actually physically makes me sick now doing things that are not aligned.
Right.
So, yeah, but there's something else I wanted to say there's something called the Delta Project. This is all Chicago area. And, like, what Stephen Coakley was saying about what was going on and what's going on and is it real? I haven't – people are really brainwashed. They really, truly have no thoughts of their own. I'm like, this is not about religion, land, or what language anyone's speaking, like, wherever they're from. Like, children are being killed. This is straight-up genocide. And, again, this is what they do. They torture and they put others through suffering, and then they say that they're the ones who are suffering. And that Hamas attack, like, a lot of that reminded me of Wag the Tail. Remember that movie, Wag the Tail? Or the dog Wag the Tail?
Wag the dog. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's so staged. And even if not, or I wasn't there, but I just know energetically and telepathically, intuitively how I felt about it. And those type of raves in the forest, like those electric forest parties, that disrupts the entire ecosystem. Those trees do not like that. Those frequencies cannot go through the trees, and it's not aligned with nature. So whether it be staged or not, it did open up certain portals, because now these concerts are just demonic rituals where they open up portals to hurt people. And I was in Goodwill today, and this little – usually children just go up to me and, like, give me hugs and stuff. Like, that's just how it is. But this little boy, he was, like, maybe 3 years old, comes up to me, and he's holding a play gun, and he holds it right at me. I'm like, well, they're raising amateur little sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so yeah. This is where it's at. So I just wanted to – there's so much more. Does anybody know about what's going on in Lahaina, by the way? What is going on there now? Does anyone know?
Anybody at the table?
No, I'm not familiar.
What was the last question? I heard they wasn't allowing the people to even build or anything. They still got it all blocked off.
Yeah. I mean, it's – and I think – I'm pretty sure it was – yeah. The lasers that were shot up that caused those fires, that was, I'm pretty sure those are, like, Zionist Israel, like, weaponry. And what happened in Lahaina is truly tragic, and I still cry about it. And, you know, I'm in Sedona, or right outside of Sedona. I don't live in Sedona. Nobody should be living in Sedona. It's not a place to live. The ancestors didn't live there. I live in the Verde Valley underneath Sedona. And, everybody's like, people are saying, like, would that happen in Sedona? No, it would not happen in Sedona, because they already appropriated and kicked out all of the Apache, Navajo, Hopi. You don't see any of them there. I became friends with an Apache sister. She lives down the street from me. We just became friends this week. And, by the way, when I opened up my computer and it finally started working, I saw all these PDFs, and I had this whole, like, book on Apache stuff, so it's all coming together. But the thing that happened in Lahaina is the locals there who are not from there, whatever, like, nationality, race, or whatever they're from, they were on a frequency where they lived in harmony with the people from the land and of the land. And that's why it wouldn't happen in Sedona, because it's the last place, and Hawaii's stolen, so it's not even the Turtle Island state, you know? It's not even on the continent of Turtle Island, but it's, you know, for the United Snakes of America, it's the only last place where there's an indigenous community and the locals live in harmony, and now it's destroyed. We don't even know where they are. I haven't heard anything. I don't know what's going on, but it's very strange. So anyway, I just wanted to just drop that. And, Wait, somebody else said, can I just say one last thing about those rehab places where they have centers where people can just shoot up and do drugs, and they're setting up killing centers. And what are they doing with the bodies after they overdose? And this is Portland. These are these woke liberals voting for sleeping presidents. Like, they're walking around doing heroin. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like one big Burning Man. Remember the whole Burning Man thing? And now that's turn into the drowning man, because that's a wrap. So it's just all around the board. So keep your bubble strong and safe, everyone. And sorry, I'm just rambling. It's been a while since I've called in, but I've been on the grind over here, and I just wanted to share everything. But Sister Bev, I love you so much, and thank you for bringing us all together and being the groundation and foundation for us.
And thank you for participating. So,
thank you, sis. It's an honor and a privilege. And, I'm still, even though I'm not tuned in all the time, I'm still here with you. You know, you can always get in touch with me.
Okay.
Thanks,
all
Sister
right.
Soul.
Thank us.
Thank us.
Peace and love, family.
Peace and love. All right. Anyone else have anything you want to bring to the table? This is the time.
I was just going to say quickly with those protests, those Hamas Palestine protests that's going on those college campuses, George Soros is behind that too. So don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember Kent State.
Right. Yeah, I could believe that. I could definitely believe that. Well, everyone, if there's nothing else that you want to put on the table here, we can shut down and see what tomorrow holds. Dr. X will be on tomorrow, so we'll see what Blog Talk is doing. And I'm still looking around at other platforms. I like to do the podcast with the radio. I'm gonna like the TV. That way I got to, you know, I like sitting here in my pajamas and so I'm trying.
I like the music part. The information is good, but it ties in with the music.
And yeah, that's the frequencies, the vibration that's there. So I'm working it out. We're still going to get the message out. However, I don't feel like that they can stop us. They can try all they want, but it's not going to happen.
No. Ain't no stopping.
That's
stop.
Right.
On the move.
Mm-hmm. Things is happening. But again, everyone, thank you all for sitting at the table with us tonight. And I look forward to tomorrow to see what Dr. X is bringing to the table. So I will sign out with saying better love, thank us, and Mayat Hotep.
Better love.
Blow you right to my door. I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive, still looking for the light.
Did it to me, you know I wanna do it to you. gonna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. I wanna do it to you. I'm happy that you spent some time with me, yeah. You were one of my thirsty heart, and I drank my spirit free. Yeah, you were the only one who lifted me. You put my feet on high ground, and just having you around is so heavenly. Whoa, I'm excited as can be, 'cause I'm a lover who is in my corner. I wanna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. I wanna do it to you. Hey, I'm thankful that you took the time to be here. A real part of my dream, that to which I cling. Yeah, you're part of me. Hey, I'm excited. The way I do, I wanna make you feel like you're 10 feet tall, and everything I got to give, for as long as I live, you can have it all. Yeah, baby, 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 I wanna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. Yeah, I wanna do it to you. You see, you were the only one who tried to understand all my ups and my downs, all my smiles and my problems. Hey, I'm so glad you're right. Ooh, baby, baby, I want to.
With only you, babe.
baby.